A man working on a construction site accidentally shot a nail into his left hand with a nail gun. The construction site happened to be across the street from a hospital, so the man walked off the site across the street and into the hospital to receive medical attention. Upon entering the foyer, he found a simple room, one table, a chair, a plant in the corner, and two doors, one marked emergency and the other non-emergency. He looked at his hand and thought, it's not that bad, so he chose the door marked non-emergency. As he passed through the door, he found himself in another simple room, one table, a chair, a plant in the corner, and two doors, internal and external. Aware that his injury was obviously external, he chose the door marked external. As he passed through the door, he found himself in a simple room, one table, a chair, a plant in the corner, and two doors. Severe pain and mild pain. Not hurting too much, he chose the door marked mild pain. As he passed through the door, he found himself in a simple room, one table, a chair, a plant in the corner, and two doors, marked cash and credit. He had no cash in his pocket, so he chose the door marked credit and found himself back on the street again. Disillusioned, he walked back onto the construction site. Surprised that he was back so quickly, a coworker asked, did they fix your hand already? No, he replied. They didn't help me at all, but that's the most organized hospital I've ever seen. When it comes to his church, God is more concerned with obedience and organization. And if he had to choose between the two, I suspect he'd prefer faithful saints to functional structures. Ultimately, this world will not be changed by well-organized church programs, magnificent church buildings, better functioning church boards, smooth-running denominations, longer committee meetings, or the passing of more comprehensive church bylaws. These things can be useful tools for encouraging ministry, but they can also be, if we're not careful, just the opposite. These things can become obstacles to ministry that hinder our efforts to change this world for good. This world will be changed when Christians resolve to make life, help, hope, peace, joy, truth, and love more accessible. God, wanting to be among us and to make salvation accessible, sent Emmanuel, God with us, Matthew 1:22-23. To God, it's all about accessibility. He has good news that will cause great joy for all the people, Luke 2:10. His salvation has been prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel, Luke 2:30-32. God's desire has always been that all people will see his salvation, Luke 3:6. Our desires, though, for the stuff of this earth can hinder the work of evangelism and serve to make the treasures of heaven more inaccessible. While on a mission trip to Mexico, I had the chance to tour the Metropolitan Cathedral in Mexico City. This cathedral, set in the center of a huge plaza in central Mexico City, is a magnificent structure built over three centuries. It is the oldest and arguably the grandest cathedral in the Americas. The interior is a breathtaking collection of gold, jewels, priceless works of art, grand marble statues, and wealth beyond my wildest imagination. All of this stands in stark contrast to the overwhelming poverty just beyond the cathedral's doors. The Metropolitan Cathedral was surrounded by beggars, mostly the very young and very old, who cried out desperately for even the smallest donation. I will never forget the dirty faces of the children fighting for our attention, longing for our loose change so they could survive another day. Our tour guide said that the estimated value of the cathedral and the treasure stored in its vaults was in the billions of dollars. The contrast between the extreme wealth in that church and the extreme poverty surrounding it made me sick to my stomach. That church is sitting on wealth that could change the lives of millions of people. I pray that they have a plan to help the needy people in their community, but based on what I witnessed and the testimony of the missionaries who live and serve there, what they are doing, if anything, is making very little positive impact. From what I saw, it appears their priorities are to maintain a beautiful building, keep the tourists happy, and keep the doors of the vault.